You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
With all the retirement news and developments around the retirement space, one of the latest developments that has been in the media quite a bit is this new two-pot retirement system. And we thought that given that it is Personal Finance Monday, this would probably be something to look into as we start looking towards offering these personal finance solutions. I'm joined on the line by the CEO at Momentum Corporate, that is Dumo Mbete, to take a look at this two-pot retirement system. Good evening, Dumo. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the changes. What are the changes between this new system and what we currently have at the moment?
Thank you, Jimmy. Good evening to you and to your listeners. Well, the changes themselves are basically a shift in how people are now going to be able to access a part of their pensions without having to change jobs. So as things stand today, the only way you can access part or all of your pension is if you are changing jobs, if you are retrenched, or in the event of passing away, or at retirement, where you can take out a third as cash and two-thirds to buy an annuity. Now, what will happen when the two-pot system becomes effective is that it will lead to the creation of what is called a savings pot, and also then what is called a retirement pot. So all the money that you've accumulated until the date, the effective date, will be in a vested pot. And out of that vested pot, 10% up to a maximum of 30,000 used to seed the savings pot. So the savings pot is what people will be able to withdraw from once per tax year. Now, as we go forward, the monthly contributions from members will then be split one third to the savings pot and two thirds to the retirement pot. And whatever sits in the savings pot is accessible once per tax year. That is up to the end of February of each tax year. And then what sits in the retirement pot will now be saved until retirement. So people will not be able to withdraw those funds when they are changing jobs and the like, which in the long term should improve retirement outcomes, whilst managing for the need for access to emergency cash.
Dumo, there was a lot of debate around the implementation of this two-pot system. We know it's been under proposal for quite some time, and we know we had recommendations that it would be implemented next year. Now we're looking at the 1st of March 2025. Where do we stand on the official implementation date as we know it now?
Yes, yeah, so until about 3 weeks ago, the implementation date that had been proposed was the 1st of March 2024. Then with the Revenue Laws Amendment Bill that was tabled by National Treasury, the proposal was made to move this to 1 March 2025. What has then subsequently happened is that at the Standing Committee for Finance last week, a decision was made in the National Assembly to then basically bring that date back to the 1st of March 2024. Understandably, you know, this is it is something of concern, because we are in full support of the proposal from National Treasury to look at a 1 March 2025 implementation. And I'm happy to outline, you know, some of the reasons for that, Jimmy.
Yes, Dumo, let's look at that. Let's look at some of the reasons behind why you would want it to be pushed back, because they are obviously, from a retirement point of view and from an administrative point of view, there are a lot of changes that would come with this sort of change in this adjustment, and obviously concerns around whether or not it's doing that too early or not. But what are the concerns from implementing next year versus implementing 12 months later?
Yes. So the probably the biggest concern at this point in time is that the legislation that is required to bring the two-pot system into effect has actually not been finalized. And as things stand now, the Revenue Laws Amendment Bill will only likely come into effect, if we're lucky, by the end of December or before the end of December, or even as late as, you know, January. That's the one factor. The second factor is that in order to fully implement the necessary changes, the Pension Funds Amendment Bill would also need to be tabled. That has not been tabled yet. So you can imagine if the legislation itself is still very much in motion and going through various stages of approval, and let's say we get approval or final implementation by the end of February, we're basically leaving the industry and all other role players with about a month or two to implement changes for what I really define as the Y2K of the retirement funds industry, you know, in a space of a month or two. That's the one factor. The other factor here is that as much as we've all been gearing ourselves up for the two-pot system and we've been doing work to build the necessary capabilities, we are literally building those capabilities, but yet the actual spec has not been finalized. So there could be changes in the final that come through in the final regulations that require us to build differently. And I guess that is where the challenge sits. And then, of course, this becomes a bigger issue for us when it comes to members. So members from the 1st of March next year, as an example, will have an expectation that when they reach out to withdraw these funds, they are immediately and easily accessible. And if this does not happen, it can potentially break trust in the retirement funds ecosystem.
So Dumo, how do we then promote the education for members or for citizens of South Africa? Because I'm very much on the side of ensuring that everybody is as prepared as possible, especially if you're giving timelines that are now suddenly being shortened, and hopefully they're not being shortened for the reasons that it's an election year. But how do we now prepare those that are looking at retirement, wanting to look at their options? How do we take this conversation further? What educational platforms and things do we put in place?
Yeah, so the employed population in South Africa is under significant amounts of financial pressure. So the desire to move early access to retirement fund monies as early as possible, I think it's understandable, Jimmy. I mean, people are under real pressure. But as you point out, I mean, there is a need to make sure that this is done in a way where we are able to share the necessary financial education. You know, we can provide retirement benefit counseling to members, which is available to all members of retirement funds in the country. It's a major education and awareness undertaking that we are embarking on, yes, as Momentum Corporate, but also as the broader industry, you know, because we believe that it is important that we provide members of retirement funds with enough information to effectively manage their long-term financial goals whilst catering for the short-term financial needs. And our message is clear. You know, the savings pot should only be accessed in the event of emergencies. So in case of emergency, break glass. It really should not be seen as money that should be dipped into on a regular basis, because ultimately we are also looking at the longer term objective, which is to retire comfortably.
Always keep in mind that longer term objective. Don't make short term decisions to solve, or don't make long term decisions to solve short term problems. Thanks so much, Dumo. That is Dumo Mbete, who is the CEO at Momentum Corporate, giving us a sense of this two-pot retirement system that is coming into effect from 1 March next year, and what it could potentially mean for retirees or those looking to access some of their retirement funds.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.